The Obama administration is slashing the U.S. embassy staff in Baghdad by half. It's a sign American influence there is waning. Here in New York, the city's biggest hotel operators have agreed to a long-term contract with an unusual benefit. Maids and other hotel staffers will get personal panic buttons. And get out your tape measure. The latest status symbol is how many monitors you have on your desk and how big they are. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the State Department is preparing to reduce the enormous diplomatic presence it had planned for Iraq. The embassy staff in Baghdad numbers some 16,000 people. The Obama administration is considering cutting that number by half. The Americans have long been frustrated by what they consider Iraqi obstructionism. They're now largely confined to the embassy. They say that doesn't justify spending $6 billion a year to keep it all going. Also on Wednesday's front page, a federal appeals court ruled California's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. That all but guarantees a showdown in the Supreme Court. Voters approved the law in 2008, but a lower court judge struck it down. The appeals court in San Francisco agreed. It ruled 2-1 that the ban violates the 14th Amendment. The judges said the ban discriminates against gay men and lesbians. Times reporter Adam Negroni says the decision was narrow. The judges did not go into whether there's such a thing as a constitutional right to marriage. Same-sex weddings probably won't resume while the case is on appeal. Here in New York, the city's biggest hotel operators have agreed to a long-term contract with an unusual benefit. Maids and other hotel staffers will get personal panic buttons. They'll be given security devices to carry when they're on duty. They can use them to call for help if they run into danger in a guest's room. That kind of situation was brought into focus last year after a hotel maid accused French politician Dominique Strauss-Kahn of sexual assault. The new contract also calls for pay raises and bigger pension contributions. The White House is trying to defuse objections to a rule that would require insurance plans to cover birth control. The rule affects all insurance plans, including plans offered by Catholic universities and charities. Republican presidential candidates and conservative leaders say the rule showed the administration is insensitive to religious beliefs. Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney accused the administration of infringing on religious freedom. The president's campaign team shot back that when Romney was governor of Massachusetts, he made no move to change a similar law. The new status symbol in the workplace is how many monitors you have and how big they are. Times reporter Matt Richtel says offices are starting to look like mission control. That's one reason tech companies sold about 50 million more monitors than computers last year. Computer researcher Rhoda Alexander says that means more screens per desk. Multi-screen multitaskers say it's habit-forming. Going back to a single monitor can seem as outdated as dial-up internet. Jeremy Lin is the closest thing to a floor general the New York Knicks have right now. Times reporter Howard Beck says Lin is redefining the word unusual. He's the only Asian American playing in the NBA. He's also the only Harvard graduate ever to play professional basketball. And for the record, he went unrecruited out of high school and undrafted out of college. Inside Wednesday's Times, Greece missed another deadline. The government failed to reach agreement with foreign creditors. Workers walked off their jobs to protest austerity measures the creditors are demanding, among them a 20% wage cut and less job security. Times reporter Rachel Donadio says public discontent could undermine the political order that's been in place since 1974. She says it's not clear what might replace it. Elections could come as early as April. A high-ranking official resigned from the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Charity. This comes in the wake of the dispute over whether the group should give funding to Planned Parenthood. Karen Handel quit as the charity's vice president for public policy. She was considered a driving force behind the move to cut the money for Planned Parenthood. Komen did about-face last week and reinstated the money. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke once again defended the Fed's moves to control inflation and unemployment. Bernanke testified before the Senate Budget Committee, where Republicans said they're concerned the Fed will put job growth ahead of inflation. Bernanke said there's no priority on what he called maximum employment. He said the Fed's approach is balanced and symmetrical. Republican Senator Patrick Toomey of Pennsylvania said that's exactly what he expected Bernanke to say. BP reported strong quarterly profits and a higher dividend. This comes less than 2 years after the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, which for a while threatened to destroy the company. That was up 38% from the same period a year earlier. BP also says it wants to resolve billions in claims from the Gulf oil spill, either in a settlement or in a trial in New Orleans that's scheduled to begin 19 days from now. The last living veteran of World War I was a member of Britain's Royal Air Force who was afraid of flying. Florence Green died on Saturday. She was 110. During the war, she worked in an officer's mess on the home front. Britain didn't recognize her until 2010, in part because she served under her maiden name, which was Florence Patterson. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.